Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington. Home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Ricardo.
We have an interesting celebration today.
Yeah, it's the Nativity of John the Baptist, the birth of John the Baptist.
In Catalonia, in the region where I was born in Spain, this is a huge deal. The night of St. John's Nativity, the Feast of St. John, is highly celebrated. And we celebrated it with fireworks and with all kinds of parties. And it's the whole night. And it's about summer solstice.
Ah, okay.
That's very interesting because there is...
June 21st.
Then but it really went to June 24th and it coincided in the calendar. And then it's about a mixing of pagan and religious stuff that results in this very crazy night where we play with fire. And it's true. And I remember once I brought a family to Spain and they couldn't... they thought they knew everything about me, but you should see me around fire. I love fire. And we... It's fireworks, but very, very involved. It's not like here when you see fireworks, you go to the beach or to some place you see them. No, you are the one...
I see. So everyone is shooting.
Everyone is shooting and each family buys fireworks and it's very interesting. And then we have some figures that are the devils, the little demons, with all the dresses and everything, and they have torches and everything. It's a whole beautiful celebration.
So where is this being celebrated in Spain right now?
It's the region of Catalonia. It's not the rest.
Explain where that is, if people don't know.
Well, I was born in Barcelona. Barcelona is the capital of a region called Catalonia, and this is the northeastern part of the country.
Okay.
It's been in the news a lot because there is a lot of discussion about independence or not.
Right.
And I will not give my opinion because I'm an American now. No. it's difficult to say. It's one of these political conversations that it's difficult to know, that everybody seems to claim that they have the truth, and I, at the end of the day, nobody does, I believe.
Okay.
We forgot to say who we are, and we were reminded that speaking about John the Baptist, here we are, Father Ricardo Martin. I'm the pastor at Sacred Heart Parish in Racine, Wisconsin, and also the Vice Chancellor in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee.
And I'm Father Philip Bogacki. I'm the pastor at Christ King and a St. Bernard Parishes in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. This, by the way, is one of several memorials on the calendar of John the Baptist. So this is his birth. There's one for his death, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's just a general...
Do you think the death would also trump the Sunday like it's happening this year? I'm not sure about that.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, if people don't know, there's all sorts of rules for liturgical days. This day is always on June 24th, happens to be a Sunday, and because of it's a solemnity, it trumps Sunday even in the normal Sunday reading. Meetings. Some days don't do that. Some days just disappear if it's Sunday. And I don't know, it's this little game sometimes in sort of figuring out what'll happen. So very rarely, in general, very rarely does a memorial like this or solemnity trump Sunday.
And we are reading the gospel of the day. We are warning our people that in some places you may hear the gospel of the vigil. We are going with the gospel of the day, which in many places they will use Saturday evening also.
Right. So how about I read that? It's from Luke's gospel, chapter 1, verses 57 to 66, and then verse 80. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, They were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name," and all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was open, his tongue freed, and he spoke blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel.
It's interesting that the gospel for the vigil is the passage before that. What Luke is trying to do, I believe, is to compare the visit Mary with Elizabeth, Jesus with John the Baptist, and how Zechariah's resistance to the plan of God and a bit of a punishment that he cannot talk is relieved when he breaks with tradition and he doesn't name his son Zechariah but John. By the way, this tablet, people will think that there were iPads in,
right.
in the New Testament. Yeah, that's funny.
Go back to what you just said. So this is starts in verse 10 in chapter 1. It's kind of humorous in what happens here. So I just want to explain that more.
Sure.
So Zechariah, John the Baptist's father and Elizabeth, the angel Gabriel comes to give him these good news, but he's fearful. And he literally says, "I'm old," as Elizabeth is, "I'm old." And what Gabriel says is, "Wait a minute. I gave you good news and you were fearful. So guess what? You're not going to talk." So for 9 months, we presume, 9 months, he can't talk. But it's a real beautiful reflection on fear and kind of our trust in God. And I think about that as a little bit of a blessing to say, if I can't trust God, if I can't appreciate the good things that he's going to go do for me and for my life, then why should I talk? The rest of my words really are kind of a waste of energy.
That's an interesting point.
You know, it's a little bit of a blessing here to Zechariah.
I think Luke wants us to compare this with Mary's reaction also, which is very similar. So I've heard people reacting to something similar, like what you just said, saying, "Well, Mary seems to," but Mary asks questions. It's very different. Mary seems to say, "How is this going to happen?" And her final prayer is the most beautiful prayer ever. "Here I am, Lord. I'm the handmaid of the Lord. Do it to me according to your will." That's the difference between Zechariah and Mary, I believe.
Right. Beautiful parallel. They're very close here in Luke's gospel. And so it really is worth going through all of chapter one, and you kind of get a whole scope of this.
And to mark the parallel a little bit more, it says when it says about John, the child grew and became strong in spirit, it says the same thing about Jesus also.
Yeah.
And then it's a reference to Samson, this character. Am I pronouncing correctly?
Samson, right.
It says the same sentence verbatim about Samson in the Old Testament. So it's an interesting trivia.
Right. We need to go back to, as we speak about that, and look at Luke Acts. Mm-hmm. So remember, as you pointed out so well, remember that the Gospel of Luke and Acts of the Apostles is really one work by the same author. But what this is showing, as we look at John's manifestation to Israel, is... Did I say something wrong?
No, great.
Oh, okay. You were smiling.
Well,
and I was.
Yes, you made me remember something that is going to... I believe it's going to make you think a lot.
Okay. You know, this is really an introduction of Christianity to the Jewish culture. And this is how Luke is kind of sort of spelling this out to making clear John the Baptist is here, of course, from the beginning. But the Jewish culture, religion, the people of Israel, John is that first introduction to mm-hmm. it. And I think that's important to remember here that there's a larger context that Luke is describing here.
I want to provoke you a little bit and sure. say one line that I have used in Advent discussing John the Baptist. We sometimes look more like disciples of John the Baptist than disciples of Jesus. Would you know what I mean by that?
Explain that a little more.
John the Baptist is preparation for Jesus. He's a summary of all the prophetic tradition of the Old Testament. But John is not Jesus. He says it himself. And he says, "My baptism is one of cleansing." And we are a lot about judgment, cleansing, and sinfulness. That's what all we talk about sometimes. John says about Jesus, he will be not only about cleansing, but also about mission. His baptism will be of mission and of fire. Mm-hmm. So I say sometimes we are more into the cleansing business than into the mission business. That's why I would say that sometimes we feel more, we look more like disciples of John than disciples of Jesus.
Sure. I think you have a valid point there.
Thank you.
As always, we go.
No,
we
not, off. Not always.
Well, as often, it's sometimes both. You know, it's cleansing. It's but also Jesus' mercy.
You and always. It's what I'm trying to learn from you, even though you are a bit younger than I. That you can get the extreme where I seem to go. You bring it back to a position where it can be explained better. So I'm very thankful for this.
But I'll just a little self-confession here. Sometimes when I do that, the reality becomes so vanilla and watered down that there's no point there. That's always the risk. Sometimes, you know, when you
I'm not vanilla, but I think it sometimes you need to water down things a little bit so that they can be understood. Because I'm going to... The reason why I was smiling before, when you made the connection between Luke and Acts, look at Acts... And then you will see how John the Baptist is the church in Jerusalem in Acts, and Jesus is the church in Antioch.
Mm.
It's a very provocative thought if
okay.
you just
I've not heard that
think
before.
About, you will see how the same way that Luke presents John and Jesus in parallel at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
the two churches are presented in parallel in Acts of the Apostles.
Yeah.
But think about it if it helps.
So you know what I am left with today is a whole bunch of homework.
Yeah.
So I wanna look up this feast day in your part of Spain and the reality of fire and all of that. Now this insight, and I've got some homework to do.
Yeah. You leave me always with the homework of trying to refine a little bit the crazy things that come to mind sometimes. I appreciate this a lot about you, that I get lost in my aggressive way to explain things, and then you come back and you fix things for me. So can I hire you as my communications
well
director?
Sure, but I, you know, this is the reality of complementarity and just in friendships, or as we look at, you know, just things like this. But what I appreciate about you is you have a passion, you know, you have a passion that sometimes I don't quite have in the same way, and that's good. And I need to be pushed and kind of that fire lit under.
And passion is a two-edged sword. It makes me do the wrong thing sometimes, say the wrong thing. I read a book called Ego is the Enemy, and this idea that you have to be passionate to produce art or to produce that the author kind of goes the other way around. You need work, you need discipline, and I think I need the discipline to moderate, to temper the passion a little bit.
Well, before we reveal too much,
does this count like a confession?
I think we should end. So if you're looking for Mass times this weekend, archmill.org is the website in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. Masstimes.org is a national place to look for that.
And we always say, if you know of anybody who would benefit from knowing about the existence of this podcast, let them know. And we love to know that we are serving people, to help people to prepare for Mass. It's what we try to do, and we are very glad to have this opportunity to do it.
All right. Well, have a good feast day this Sunday.
Yes.
We'll
you
see
too,
you next
Philippe.
Week. All right. Bye-bye.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.